Fiona, you've been reading is an extract from your books, Sex, Drugs and the Electoral Roll. And, of course, you were the first sex worker in Australia to ever be elected into Parliament. Now, look, that's quite a trajectory, and it's, you know, which is why your book makes such interesting reading. But I think also the other thing was that I don't expect people ever expect that these sorts of moral divides will ever actually appear in Parliament. You know, as you say, there's been so much slut-shaming going on, you know, that how dare she raise her head and say it proudly. So I'm wondering what the next 10 minutes were like after you sat down, after your speech.
Somewhat awkward. It's a tradition that after you've given your speech, people come up and shake your hand and welcome you to the club, effectively. One woman came up to me, and she ended up being kind of a nemesis of mine, but she came up and said, "Well, don't believe in a word you said, but welcome." Other people just were laughing uproariously.
Didn't she believe?
That's right. I know. Who was she to judge me so early? She didn't get re-elected in the last election, so I'm quite pleased about that. Yes, there were other moments where people did laugh, and so I think people enjoyed it, and some of them thought, well, maybe she is going to take us on a bit of a ride. Sex doesn't get spoken positively much, particularly in Parliament.
And yet it is there, isn't it? It is everywhere from what we hear. Calling any names amongst the male politicians just recently within the coalition, but it's that hypocrisy that you want to bring out, isn't it?
Absolutely. And this is the issue. You know, it's if people are straight up and down, you respect them. It is that hypocrisy. And certainly, I mean, we've seen this with the religious organisations and, you know, dare I say it, with one of the locals around here, Barnaby Joyce. You know, these are people who are absolute hypocrites. And I think this is the real shame, and it's what is troubling me deeply about the disengagement from politics. People don't trust their politicians, they think they're hypocrites, and that means that they really turn off the conversation. And the more that people turn off the conversation around politics, the more Barnaby Joyces are going to be elected. We need to re-engage particularly our young people. And I hope that I can do that in a small way, but it is imperative really to the future of our nation.
Not so much the hypocrisy either, or the morality or the immorality that we're actually looking at here. If politicians were straight up about what they were doing and didn't presume to try and restrict other people's behaviour, perhaps we would accept it more, perhaps?
Look, I think that's absolutely right. And we would also trust them more. You know, we don't trust our politicians at all. We think they're grabbing things for themselves. We think that they're doing deals behind closed doors. And quite often that's not the case. In fact, probably in the vast majority of times it's not the case. But because they're not honest about themselves, because they try and present a persona that is not real, we don't trust them, because they're not presenting us with something honest. And then that extrapolates out into the rest of what they tell us.
So you started off your political career, your maiden speech, by being utterly honest about your background. So there was nothing that could actually throw at you in that respect. I mean, once you sort of come out with it and do it that way. So has that given you easier relationships as time has gone on? You've been re-elected and things, and obviously the public totally appreciate your honesty. What about your political colleagues?
Look, I think it probably annoys them more than anything, that I speak about, you know, using cannabis, regular basis. I speak about, you know, sex work. I speak about that, you know, I haven't lived a monogamous life. So it means that nobody can challenge me about those things, and, you know, can try and out me for any of those things. So I think it's disarming, and I think that's annoying to other members of Parliament who would love to do the same. but don't feel that they can. And that's probably part of the pressure from their political parties. But the more of us who do speak this way and who are able to speak honestly, warts and all, I think the better that will be for politics, and hopefully it will bring in more humans into our parliaments.